Oh, it's just so marvelous to have all of you here today. And I heard Chicago identify itself. I'm on my way to Chicago. I'll be there for Friday and Saturday meetings at Brother Bill Winston's church. It's a prayer conference, and I'm looking forward to going up there. I want to make another announcement before we start today in our prayer. Tuesday, May 23rd only, there's going to be a wonderful movie that you all need to see. And it's put on by Pat Robertson. He paid for it. But I watched the trailers of it, and you can see the trailers on 700 Club. And it is a reenactment by Israeli actors right on site where it happened. And it's the Battle for Jerusalem, which happened 50 years ago. And it's named In Our Hands. It takes its name from the fact that the leader of the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, said the Temple Mount is in our hands after 2,000 years. So it's only on May 23rd. I won't get to go because I'll be flying on May 23rd to Israel. But if a lot of you go, then I think they'll reshow it later and I can see it. So to purchase your tickets or to find out a theater that's near you having it, you go online to inourhands1967.com. That's inourhands1967.com. And I know you will love it, and I know also that you will appreciate then what a year this is for 50 years anniversary and also for the 100 years anniversary of the city of Jerusalem. And you Aussies had a lot to do with that, coming out of the hands of the Arab states into the hands of people who are friendly to Israel. We have such an important phone call today. And, of course, we're going to do, first of all, I want to say a little something about our phone call, too. Next Wednesday, I will be in the air, so I will not be on this 8 o'clock call, but someone will be leading it. And it's really important that you be there with them. We'll have it every week. I'll try to call from Israel. I think we can work it all out so that I'll be leading the prayer from Israel. And especially on June 7, we want you to be with us because that's the day I'm going to be taking part 6 and 7 in a prayer meeting at the Knesset. They're calling it the Jerusalem prayer breakfast. And it's the last two-day affair. We're going to go to the home of President Rivlin, but it's an effort to get Christians and Jews praying together. And so I'm on the committee for that. I don't know much about it because this is our first time ever to meet. And we will need your prayers. Prayer is such an important thing. I think I'll talk a little bit about at noon prayer today. I don't have time to read from a book that I saw of how very important prayer is, but I will at noon today. We stream live. But our dear country and there's a concentrated effort, and the effort comes from the demonic source between the heavens that are above, the throne of gods, and earth. There is a mid-heaven. It should never have happened, but Adam sold out to Satan and gave him the right to rule in the mid-air. And in these mid-air heavenlies, that's why he's called in the Bible, in the New Testament, the prince of the power of the air, the authorities of the air. They usurped this authority. They should not have had it, but Adam had the legal right to turn it over to him, and he did it. And that's why he's called the God of this world. And that's why we have to contend with him until Adam's lease is up. When Adam's lease is up, we are out of here. And God, it becomes the total day of the Lord. But until then, the Lord Jesus Christ came and restored that authority to a group of people on the earth. And the people that it is restored to are the new covenant believers. The Bible says that there are three groups of people in the earth. It tells us in Timothy to rightly divide the word. I've written a little book, how to rightly divide the word. If you want to understand end times, you absolutely have to know that in the Bible, when God talks about the end times, he talks to three specific groups of people. And you have to know how to separate those scriptures, or you'll be hopelessly confused what's going to happen. You might have been born a Jew. You might have been born a Gentile. But when you get born again, then you're in the new creation group. And all that has to do with you is in the New Testament letters. And so it's very important. That's a little mini book that I have, How to Rightly Divide the Word. There are two mini books that I have that you really, really need. And the other one is How to Use Your Authority, the authority of the believer and how to use it. And that's what we're going to do today, and that's why we have all those states that we could get. We still, as you know, if we've got 43 states today, 44, we don't have 50. I don't have Hawaii, and I don't have Alaska, and then there's some others in here. It's too quick for me to look through here and see who we don't have, but I'll tell you one thing. We've got 44, and that's the main number of them. And what we have got to do today is pray. We've got to pray for our nation. We have to pray for our president. This almost unheard of furor that is taking place is cooked up in the heavenlies. And the main reason for it, number one, is to mess up our relationship with Israel. If you bless Israel, you're blessed. Our president has a trip scheduled to go to Israel. He's also going to go to Saudi Arabia and to Rome. Hell has leashed forth its fury to try to mess up that trip, to try to say, well, the president gave some information to Russia that he got from Israel, and maybe Israel even ought to cancel. There are actually people in Israel. I think it's more the Arab. They do have Arab ministers, you know, in their government. But there's even a rise over there. Let's cancel the trip. Well, they're not going to cancel the trip because it's definitely not the majority. But this furor that's arising has as its barb, has as its mane, the point of its arrow is against this president's trip to Israel and what should come of it. So we're going to do a kind of a prayer today in the heavenlies. We're going to use our authority. When we've got 44 states and good friends, all the way from Australia to Canada, and I think I heard New Zealand, I'm not sure, and Europe, we're going to deal with the powers of the air. We're going to use a kind of a prayer today that is an authoritative prayer. This is the kind of a prayer you should be doing. This is prayer. All prayer is working with God. All prayer is working with God so that he can get his will on earth as it is in heaven. What stops his will from coming? Those mid-heavens. And the fact that he has got to have someone with authority ask him. So here's what we're doing. I want you to, if you don't have your Bible, then listen to me. If you do have your Bible or you have it memorized, then I want you to pray with me right now. And we're going to take authority over the powers of the air that are coming in this. We're going to confuse them. Oh, Holy Father, first of all, we praise you. We give you glory and honor and love and adoration. We absolutely love you. We thank you for your great plan of redemption. You did not let man go. You sent your Son. You sent him with his precious blood, which he shed for us. And now we come to you with that blood and through that blood. And Father, we're here. We're here from 44 states for sure. And other nations, and Lord God, give unto us, Father of glory, as it is written in Ephesians 1:17, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know. Give unto our president the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Give unto that entourage that's coming from America, into Israel the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. We especially lift up the president today for strength, Lord. We lift him up for his mind. And we lift him up that his love and faith in the Lord will not be shaken. Oh God, help him not to cast away his confidence in the Lord. Give him wisdom, we pray, for operating, and strength of body and strength of soul, his mind, his will, and his emotions, and strength of Heavenly Father, we lifting up that upcoming trip to Israel. And Father, all what we're doing right now, we're doing in line with Ephesians chapter 1, trusting you to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Hallelujah, that we could understand the hope of our calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your power, your dunamis to usward, we who are here from 44 states and other countries, the power that's to usward who believe. And this is the resurrection power. This is according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Messiah, the Anointed One, when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under our Lord's feet. You gave him the head over all to the ecclesia of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we, when we were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you, O God, you who are rich in mercy, and for your great love wherewith you loved us, even when we were dead in sins, you quickened us together with him. You raised us up together with the Anointed One. You made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. And here we are. And you said to us, it is written, Romans 5:17, those which have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life as kings through one Jesus Christ. We are seated today in the heavens, and we are seated today in 44 states, plus other countries, and probably a state or two I missed. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take authority over the heavenlies over us. We are not going to let that operation that would divide our country and that would divide our country from Israel and divide us from each other. You powers of the air, we are over you. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth and by his blood, I sit here in Missouri and I say to you in Missouri, you demons in the air, I rule and reign over you today. I paralyze you. You're not having anything to do with our prayer meeting at noon. You're not having anything to do with Prayer Mountain and the road to Prayer Mountain. You're not having anything to do in Oklahoma and Oros to the Micaiah, where our glorious church fellowship there in Collinsville, you don't have anything to do in that area, or Bartlesville, or Chicago, where I'm headed, or Delaware, where I'm headed, or Israel, where I'm headed. But, oh, Father, we're going to all concentrate. Everybody concentrate right now. We're looking toward Washington, D.C., and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and in the power and authority of his blood, we say to you, demonic forces over Washington, D.C., cease and desist in your maneuvers. Right now, we call you bound. We bind you. And it is written, what is bound on earth is bound in heaven. What is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. Heaven backs us up. We bind you right now, and right now over Washington, D.C., the furor, Iron de la Mahasata, the demonic spirits, we're aimed at you. We're aimed at you from 44 of these United States of America toward our capital, and I'm pointing that way right now, and in the name of Jesus, I tell you, cease and desist today. Today, in the name of Jesus, this world is going to see some change because you are bound and you rusted a Micaiah. Confusion is in your camp. You who aim to cause confusion, I call you confused. I know there's no unity among you. But praise the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ has given us unity. And we're raising up in unity right today. We're in unity from all of these states and our dear friends in other nations. Such a power is unity that our Lord said glory can manifest when it comes. John 17, it is written in his prayer. And so, Father, we ask you for the glory of the Lord, the presence of the Lord. Father, we ask you to make our leaders know your presence today. Oh, may your presence hover in Israel over the planning of the trip. And may, Rostinimikahala, nothing be changed that you don't want changed. And every place that you want the leaders of the United States to put their feet in Israel, we do pray that they will put them there in strength and in power. Holy Father, we do ask you for the embassy to move to where it should be in your recognized capital. You said to Abraham, Genesis 12, you said in Genesis 15, you said in Exodus 12, there's a place. There's a place where you put your name. And that you wanted the temple there. And David found it and built it. Hamakom, the place. Dearest Lord, we pray for the United States of America to recognize that place, Hamakom, that you've been talking about all through the Bible. And it's time now for our nation to recognize that place which David recognized, which Abraham recognized so long ago. And the very place where our dearest Lord Jesus is going to set his feet down and set his capital up. So, Father, we do ask and pray and hover. Dear ones, please be hovering over this trip that our president is making right now. As far as I know, he plans to be in Israel the 22nd and the 23rd, which would be Monday and Tuesday. So hover over that trip. Hover over it, we pray, in the name above all names. You can hover over things in prayer. I think I'll probably take a little time to talk about that at 12 noon today, about hovering over something in prayer. And so we prayed, and there are things you pray like the prayer of faith, but there's all different kinds of prayer. And you have that prayer that you pray for yourself, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you pray, you believe it and receive it, and you thank God for it. But there are other kind of prayer. There's intercessory prayer. There's prayers that you need to hover over. And so we, as prayers, just going about all day, just hover over these things. We will not allow the enemy to triumph. We will not allow him to divide this nation. We will not allow him to divide us from Israel. Who's going to be the ones who say what goes? It's going to be the church of the living God. It's going to be the body of Christ. And that's you. And thank God you're here. So representative from 44 states and Australia and New Zealand and Canada and someplace else. I think I heard South Africa, but I'm not sure. I don't want to say if I'm not sure. And so, praise God. These are times. Perilous times, the Bible says. In last days, perilous times will come. But in the last days, glory to God, there is a body who sits not only on the earth, but they sit in the heavenlies. And we're having our way. It is written in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, that we hold back the Antichrist until that which holds him back is taken out of the way, and that is the Church of the Living God, the body of Christ. We're still here, and we're holding him back. Now, there are too many books that I want you to have. I think most of you have them. You've been calling in. And one of them is How to Rightly Divide the Word. And the other one is Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. And we'll offer those for $2 plus shipping. Plus shipping. So the number that you call on that is 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Then I've got two lists that I'm asking you to call on and sign up to. One of them is First of All. The First of All list. You call that number and say, I want to sign up to the First of All list. That means that First of All, every time you pray, you're going to pray like God said in 1 Timothy 2:1. You're going to pray for those who are in authority. That's one list. Another prayer commitment we're asking you to make is the 8 o'clock prayer call on June 7. That's Wednesday, June 7th. We want you to sign up and say, I will be on the 8 o'clock prayer call. You know, we know all these things can happen that you couldn't make it, but you might say it like this. I plan to be on the June 7th prayer call. Now, that's the day that I'll be in Israel at the Knesset, and we want to be able to say to them, we have people praying today from so many states, and we'll name the states. And your name will be on the list. They've asked us to organize prayer breakfast on that day. Well, I can't get all of you at one breakfast unless you want to bring a muffin to the prayer call. But if you'll say, if we can tell them we've got an organized prayer group in America from 44 states, I wish we could get all 50. I think I'll write a blog. And by the way, while I'm in Israel, I will be writing blogs, so you'll be able to keep up with me. You go to billybrim.org, billybrim.org, and there you're going to read my blogs, and I'll be keeping up with whatever is happening in Israel. Now, I'm going to be in Israel traveling the last day that the president is there, so actually, I'll leave on the 23rd, but you don't get to Israel till the next day, which will be the 24th. We've got our Israel trip going. I think it's too late to get on the tour unless you just have Jesus has appeared to you in the nighttime and said, you've got to go. And then, of course, we change things. By the way, there's a wonderful book out that I Dreams and Visions, which is about God appearing to Muslims in the Muslim world. And you can order that. We don't have it, but you can go online and get it. Dreams and Visions. Oh, who is the author? Hold the phone here just a minute. Tom Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E. He's been working with the Muslim world for 11 years, and the subtitle is Jesus Awakening the Muslim World? And it's an amazing book. So we're working with him, and the importance of working with him in prayer is in that book. That's what I'm going to talk about today a little bit on the noontime prayer. Thank God you're here. Thank God you're here today. Thank God we're representative. And thank God in all the states where you're trotting, you're taking authority over the powers of the air in your state today. Oklahoma, Texas, time for you to be alert against those tornadoes, you know. And praise God. He's so good. We could just go on forever. But I'll meet you again. Next time I'll be praying with you. I'll be praying with you on May 31st, is it, or something like that, from Israel. But someone will be here next week. So the prayer is the important part, not who's leading it. But it'll be a wonderful time to be together. And then I'll be with you on May whatever it is, and June 7th, and on and on. And we're up before the throne. I love you. Father, I lift up every single person who's on here today. I thank you that they are praying people, and they work with you, and their prayers work, and their love works. And I thank you for it in the name above all names. God be praised forever. Amen and amen. Shalom, shalom, dear ones. God is good, and his mercy endures forever.